More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. In a couple of weeks, the U.S. will commemorate the 150th anniversary of one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War, the Battle of Antietam. But just a few days before that well-known fight came another significant clash between Union and Confederate forces that would come to solidify the reputation of the Wisconsin soldiers in the Iron Brigade. The Battle of South Mountain took place in the mountains of western Maryland. Union forces were attempting to pursue Confederate troops under General Robert E. Lee. It was at Turner's Gap in these mountain passes where the men of the 2nd, 6th, and 7th Wisconsin and the 19th Indiana would take a stand and get their name. Our Civil War contributor Thomas Martin Sobotky picks up the story, starting with one of the war's more colorful characters.
The war is our strength, and the Union's our song. With courage and faith, we are marching along. Marching along, we are marching along.
Well, they were under the command of Joe Hooker, and yes, he was known for being a drinker and allowing women in camp. We won't go any further with that. But he was a very good, they call him Fighting Joe. He's a very good general. And at South Mountain on September 14th, just prior to Antietam, the Iron Brigade, which was just the brigade, they call them that Brigade of Westerners. They were going straight uphill into Confederate positions to take a gap on what was the National Highway, Route 1, today. And you can go see it. And it's a terrible country to have to advance upward in. But these guys advanced and kicked the Confederates back over a mountain.
We rode my true love, oh, come along, my darling. So fare you well, my Dinah gal. I'm glad over the mountain.
General McClellan, the commander of the entire Army of the Potomac, had his field glasses on them. And the first thing is Hooker kind of rides up to check with his general, and he asks Hooker, supposedly, who are those men? Are they under your command? And he says, yes, sir, they are. Well, those men stand like iron. And, of course, Hooker's going to go back to that brigade and tell them. And the men were writing letters home within days saying, we're the Iron Brigade. And they earned it, the right way to earn such a distinction that day, to have your commander see that. They were advancing perfectly in perfect order into withering fire up above them. The Confederates were in such good position, and really McClellan couldn't figure out how they could be advancing at all. Those men stand like iron, and they do. They were known now for not retreating, for not running, for, I guess what men would say, we stick in a fight. We don't go anywhere. We do what we have to do. And it's a very dutiful, stubborn kind of Wisconsin stubbornness. And we'll throw in the Indiana boys, too.
Marching along, we are marching along. Gird on the armor and be marching along.
Thomas Martin Sobotky is the voice and brains behind our Iron Brigade and Beyond, Wisconsin in the Civil War series, produced by Stephanie Lecce. Sobotky is also author of the book Across That Dark River, The Civil War Memory, published by Moving Train Books. He talked today about the Battle of South Mountain.